Today is Thursday, March 10th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I had orchestra last night. Nothing to report there. Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys. I am so ignorant. And stupid. So, I pick up food on Wednesday nights because I have orchestra and I don't have time to cook. And it gives me an excuse to have some sort of fast food. And I'll just, you know, I'll clarify to everyone that, you know, I'm easing back into Weight Watchers, which means this week I'm cooking Weight Watchers type food that I would have cooked while I was on Weight Watchers, but I'm not counting points. So I just want to preface by saying that because I decided I wanted Raising Cane's chicken, which is not Weight Watchers friendly. So I got there even earlier than I, because it's not super close to church, but it's closer than it is to our house. So I decided I'm going to go there and pick it up and then take it back. And so I order on the app and I get to Cane's and I'm early. I think, oh, great, I'm going to get the food. I'm going to be home by like 8:30. It was 8:15. So I thought I'm just going to grab the food. It'll take me 15, 20 minutes to get back home. I'll be there around 8:30. I go in because I had decided to go in instead of, going through the drive-thru or waiting in my car. I needed to pee, so I went in. And I get to the counter and I say, hey, I'm picking up a mobile order. And he's like, oh, we don't have any mobile orders. Are you sure you're at the right location? And I pull up my app and I look. I say, yeah, I'm at the right location. And I pull up the Raising Cane's app and I say, see, it says here that I've placed my order. It asked me if I want to geo-track it and all that kind of stuff. He goes, oh. And then I scroll, which I did not do when I was placing the order. And I scroll up and I see there's a submit button that I have not pressed. I was confused by their screen and I thought that I had already placed the order. And I was like, oh, silly me. I didn't actually. So then I went ahead and had to place the order with the guy. And they had a line of people waiting on food. So I had to wait another 10 or 15 minutes to get my food. Not their fault. So then I was running behind. Well, in the meantime, Mark messaged me and said, hey, if they have anything sweet on the menu, I'm kind of in the mood for something sweet. Well, screw the diet. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I want something sweet as well. But there is nothing on the menu at Cane's except chicken, fries, coleslaw, and toast. That's all they have on their menu. There's nothing sweet. And they have drinks, but that's it. There's no dessert items. There's no other side items. There's no other entrees. That's it. Chicken, fries, coleslaw, toast. That's all they have. So I thought, you know, if I go this one particular way home, there's a Bliss cupcake place. And it's kind of on the way home, but not really, because technically, I should get on the highway to go home, but I have to go down this smaller road that takes longer, that there are more stoplights. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that because we both want something sweet. So I'm going to do that. I get to Bliss and I get the cupcakes. And it's about 8:35. So I'm running about 20 minutes late now because I'm still 20 minutes from home at this point. I get the cupcakes. That was super quick. And then I think, you know what? I want some ice cream with these cupcakes because I like cake and ice cream. And so there's a Andy's frozen custard nearby. Well, I thought, you know, that'll only take an extra like a minute because I'm just going to run in there, or it's a drive-thru. So I'm going to get in the drive-thru, get a vanilla shake. That's it. Well, I didn't realize there was a line until I was already in the line and I was stuck. I couldn't get out. So that was another 10 minutes in line for this vanilla shake. And I shouldn't even I had canes, a cupcake, and a vanilla shake. That is way too much food. And it took me long. So anyway, bottom line is, I didn't get home until 9. And this was all my fault. Also, I ate way too much last night. That's basically it. All right, we have a voicemail, so we're going to go ahead and listen to that now.
Hey, Adam. It's Chuck.
Hey.
Shed a little light on the passport card you were talking about a couple days ago. What that's useful for is crossing the land border crossings. It's the only thing that it's useful for. So if you're crossing the Canadian border or the Mexican border on foot or by car, you can use that instead of your book. Anyway, take care.
I mean, well, thank you for letting me know, but it seems like... And I'm glad to know it's the land border specifically. I mean, that does shed some light on it. Because I was thinking, I know they told me that Canada accepts these when I got one. I was like, what are these useful for? And they're like, well, if you're going to Canada, they may have mentioned Mexico. I don't know. And, yeah. And so I was thinking, well, this cruise is going to Canada. But I didn't realize it was only land entry into Canada. So that answers my question. I think it's a pretty pointless card, to be honest, because how much more difficult is it to just carry your passport with you and be safe? I wish they would all just accept a card. I don't understand why we, unless it's because they need pages to be able to put a stamp in. Maybe that's it. But we all need to get to an electronic system. Really, we need to get rid of cards altogether and use our phone for everything. But we need to get to a system where, at the very least, they can use a card and give us some kind of electronic stamp or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm not the product manager for passports, but I'm just saying, I think we can do something better. That's what I'm. And also, they can include a health status in this app or whatever you want to call it, this electronic. And they could look it up and it could show your vaccination status, your criminal history, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for the call. That helps out. Now I know something that I did not know. Anyway, so after I ate way too much last night, we only had a couple hours before bedtime, so I want to say that we already finished Ozark, so all that we can watch of Ozark, we're caught up. And so we decided we were going to watch This Is Us, and I think this is one that Fatty watches. Oh my gosh, so this is the last season. And for anyone who doesn't watch it, I think they're preparing us for the death of a character. And it makes me so sad. And these two episodes last night were both so sad. And I don't know. This Is Us is never an overly happy show. But I was getting teary during both of these episodes last night. Not really tears running down, but, you know, just where you feel a little bit of moisture in your eyeball. And gosh, something else. But, yeah. Got a couple of deliveries yesterday. I placed a few orders recently. A couple of techie items that I'm going to talk about on Mix Minus. And then I had a couple of items in my cart at Amazon, and I thought, well, why not go ahead and just get those? I mean, they're in my cart. I was going to get them. I don't know what I'm waiting on. And so I bought a dumbbell rack and a bench for bench pressing or whatever, any kind of lifting weights that you want to do where you need a bench. And so, you know, we're slowly making updates to this gym that was supposed to be finished for Christmas. And I still haven't called the guy about the flooring. We need flooring. I have to put together the rack for the dumbbells, put together the bench, put all that in there. And then the last thing that we need is we want to do a projector in there. Well, we have the Pride 48 projector, which I can use because it never gets used. And worst case scenario, the bulb goes out. I just buy a new one before the next Pride 48. And the resolution is not great on it, but it's good enough for us to watch P90X or whatever we're watching, you know? So we need to get an electrician to come and put an electrical outlet in the ceiling so we can hang the projector. So much more to do. But anyway, my bench and my rack came in. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.